This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories.
A Shared Dream, written by Yadira Alvarez Betancourt, translated by Toshiya Kame, performed by Chris Herron. I can't stand it any longer. I know, maybe there's nothing to worry about right now, but I have kids. Viera is expecting her first baby, and Henrik is getting married in 2 months. I can't face this calmly like other people. They're just dreams, it's true. However, it's no coincidence that thousands of people have been dreaming fragments of the same story over the years. The technology we created did this, judging from our records and interviews done during the sleep studies. Visual exploration and graphing of neuroelectric stimuli in deep sleep is a rather long name for something people have been trying to do ever since they were aware of their dreams. Vagueness goes beyond primitive attempts to interpret our dreams by analyzing a few memories the sleeper retains after waking. It's all about making them visible to others, allowing anyone to be able to see clearly what they dreamed. You don't remember half or even a quarter of what you have dreamed. That mysterious place of the brain, putting everything you have ever lived or thought while awake in its place, will always be a mystery. The brain is a computer that never stops, erasing information when it suffers some illness or injury, or when the mind, specifically trained, forgets. Dreams are particularly difficult information to take out of the drawers of the subconscious mind. Dreams are only useful once you've exposed and analyzed them properly with the help of a specialist. There I am, dreaming. I came on board this project as a psychologist, a specialist in hypnosis and psychoanalysis. Rastislav and I are the only specialists who didn't handle complex cybernetic and chemical metabolic terminology. In the era of generalization, interdisciplinary work is said to be the prelude to new discoveries. Before our particularly flexible mentality, with powerful capabilities of development of higher nervous functions, it departed from a series of concepts and assumptions derived from experimentation, analysis, and observation. Voila! Eureka! I did it! 1,000 expressions to name the same thing. Discovery. I stitched together the art of imagination and analysis. Pieces of a jigsaw puzzle that causes changes, turning the successful researcher into a demigod, capable of understanding a small part of the functioning of the universe, and even intervening in it. Times change. It's not that there are fewer things to discover, but that certain basic laws have already been revealed, and the rest are derived or secondary applications. The present and the future don't belong to solitary geniuses, although from time to time, someone will take hold of a thread of the universal web. Still, teams weave known threads of the web's science arts together, linking psychology with cybernetics and calculation, with chemistry and neurology, with animatronics and philosophy. From those threads, Vagueness was born. I'm not going to say how long it took us, let alone all the efforts we made, all the mistakes and experiments, all the time Sueya, an annoying animation specialist, and I grabbed each other's hair. I only know that Viera was a baby, and Henrik didn't even dream of being born when we started. Today, Sueya and I are best friends, full of wrinkles, gray hair, and thousands of old fibs to tell each other over and over again. When Vegnes was completed, the Institute began to study dreams. The devices, which we call snoops, got into our volunteers' dreams, piercing clusters of images edited and organized so that our duly authorized and trained specialists could analyze them. So far, so good. We were often subjected to wet dreams, buried childhood terrors, the archetypal dream of shame and insecurity, and even the one where you wake up and walk down the street naked without realizing it until you find out there's an embarrassing reason for everyone staring at you. Our exploration into the human psyche annoyed us, and we mocked our patience. But when we delved further into the study, an advisor who supported the editing work noticed something alarming. Dr. Herman Julik, a neurologist, called attention to the constant repetition of certain sequences. They appeared fragmented and distorted by the individual perspective of each user. They were, however, unmistakable. At first, we didn't notice it. The doctors reviewed the suspicious sequences and found invariance. He edited those fragments into a collage of different ways of seeing the scene. Clear images were superimposed with opaque ones, and some that seemed hand-drawn to reveal a catastrophic event. After reviewing data from the interviews in Vegnes was still a theory, he found descriptions of that dream. In a place that looks like the interior of a trailer, someone wakes to a frightening sound, a mixture of roaring, thunder, and fire. That spectator gets up and walks to a window where he sees a wave of fire approaching, shattering houses and plunging everything into a cloud of black smoke. The alter ego in the dream moves away from the window, runs to the interior of the house, and the wall collapses in flames in front of him. A surreal, strange dream, tinged with sticky slowness of nightmares. It's nothing to worry about. When Henrik joined a group of surfers, I used to dream every night that they surfed toward a wall of water that fell on them. Everyone has nightmares. But this dream recurred. The nightmare was shared among thousands of people in such a way that you could superimpose the chain of events onto one another. It was like negatives of identical photos, one after another. Some in color, some like cartoons, and others resembling shadow puppets in a stop-motion movie. They're all the same. The same flowers in the same rustic vases on identical tables, placed next to the same window. The same wallpaper of ships on the wall that explodes. The same minute details. We don't know who to turn to. It's crazy. The dream is occurring more frequently in our records, like the warning a virus-infected computer sends again and again in increasing progression. We decide to keep quiet. We don't know if it's something that has already happened, maybe to someone with a special power of like telepathy that remained in the collective subconscious as a purposeless beacon. It could be something that will happen. Something an individual received in their dream as a prophetic revelation and somehow dispersed it to others. I'm a mother. I'll be a grandmother soon. And I'm scared. I never cared much about the future because I believed it to be more or less safe. Now, I don't feel so safe. Yadira Alvarez Betancourt was born in 1980 in Havana. Her short stories have appeared in various magazines, including Eridano, Corrad, and Cubit, as well as in anthologies such as Axis Mundus, 2011, Eos de Corrad, 2013, and Fabricantes de Senos Selección, 2010 through 2011, 2016. Her debut short story collection, El Oeste del Sol y Otros Cuentos, was published in 2016. Translated by Toshiya Kame, Yadira's story, A Shared Dream, originally appeared in Helios Quarterly Magazine. Hey guys, I absolutely love this story. I'm a big fan of anything to do with dreams. As a kid in high school, I used to come up with all sorts of different ways to control what I was going to dream about that night. From writing it down in a book a bunch of times, to pretending that I'm doing something all day long. I even at one point set an alarm that used the TARDIS sound from Doctor Who to go off in the middle of the night. And sure enough, I dreamt about Doctor Who that night. But dreams have always really intrigued me. And the idea of a collective consciousness sending out a dream as a warning was just gold. I absolutely loved this story. I hope you guys did too. If you did, be sure to leave a thumbs up or a comment if you're listening on YouTube or Facebook. Or if you're listening to the podcast, leave a review on iTunes. And of course, be sure to subscribe for 2 to 3 short stories every week. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.